If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dina, I was hearing about the Golden Globe ratings, and word is they held their own. But I was surprised to read that before the pandemic, the Globes were drawing about 20 million viewers. They only get about half that now, don't they?
Well, you know, they've gone through some tough times. There were allegations of discrimination, lots of problems internally with the organization that puts on the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, who has gone over almost a complete makeover. They've changed the way that they do their voting. Everything is a little more on the up and up than it was before. But since then, you know, during the pandemic, ratings were down. People got a little sick of award shows. That seems to be turning around slowly right now. But I think, you know, because there were so many political statements and really kind of polarizing statements that people were making during the award shows, people got a little bit turned off by the whole thing. And that's why I jokingly say that I watch So You Don't Have To, because people kind of got tired of it all. They were interested in the results. They just didn't want to sit there for 3 or 4 hours to finally get the results.
All award shows were down a bit, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they're all down a little bit. But the Golden Globes was hit especially hard because of all of the allegations of discrimination and questionable voting techniques. I've really never been a big fan of the Golden Globes to begin with, because I mean, they put on this big glitzy award show, and really they represent the people who vote to give the Golden Globes is such a small, narrow group that's not representative of, you know, what's to come, or a, you know, predictor of what's to come with the Oscars. Really hasn't been in a very long time. I just think it's a whole lot of nothing myself, but that's just me. What do I know?
Well, all right. I don't have the cheat sheet today. So what's at the top of your entertainment headline list?
The Golden Globes are, I will forward over to you my little, you know, people think that this genius that you and I put together every morning here is, you know, completely spontaneous. Bob and I go through several rehearsals.
That's right.
For some reason, he makes me go through a dress rehearsal.
Lots of ad libs are written
at about 4 o'clock in the morning. We're, you know, rehearsing all this, but there's actually a fair amount of work that goes into it all. Anyway, the Golden Globes ratings not only held their own, but they actually were up almost 10% this year. So it was a very good year for the ratings for the Golden Globes. Much of that credit should go to the host, Nikki Glaser. Everybody has been, you know, praising her, and I think deservedly so. She did a good job. The producers of the show are saying they were really happy with her performance, and said she'd be great at this in the long term. So while they're not confirming she'll be back for repeat performances, I'd be shocked if that didn't happen. And in an interview that she did yesterday, Nikki Glaser also said she would like to be back next year, and said next time she'll ask for more money.
She deserves it.
For the whole thing next time as well. We also have, for the first time since her husband's apparent suicide, actress Aubrey Plaza speaking out. Last Friday, her husband was found dead. The death has been ruled a suicide. Her husband, filmmaker Jeff Baena, Plaza released a statement yesterday saying that this was an unimaginable tragedy and that they're grateful to everyone who offered support. Plaza and Baena had been married for 3 years, but they have been together since 2011.
Saw The Rock on the Golden Globes, and he's on the CW tonight, right?
Yeah, our very own CW. You can see The Rock. You know, we've got the big WWE doings going on tonight on the... Tell me, my computer froze up.
So by the way, we're talking about this.
As I said, this is all completely rehearsed. We do this on purpose.
So talking about the CW, I haven't seen this. Do you know anything about this show about Sam Kinison? Somebody told me they were watching it, and apparently I was seen in that show. Ooh. And it must be because a long time ago did an interview for CBS with Sam in I think it was Peoria. Is that where he was from? Anyway, I have to check that out. Something about Sam Kinison on the CW.
I haven't seen
look
it.
Into that.
Yeah, but I know it's there is going to be a documentary about Sam Kinison coming to the CW. But The Rock is going to be on WWE NXT tonight at 7 o'clock. The nature of which, exactly what he's going to be doing, I don't know. But he will be interacting with Paul Triple H, Levesque, Cody Rhodes, and some other wrestling types on this history-making debut of WWE Raw. Mm-hmm. So look for that tonight, 7 o'clock on WGN television, your CW station in Chicago.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I love that.
We'll get to Hugh Jackman, J-Lo and Ben and more with Dean coming up momentarily.
On WGN.
All right, Dean, do you want to do the celebrity romantic matchups first or the divorces first?
Yeah, we've got a lot of romance stories in the buzz for today. Let's start off, I guess, with the best news of all. Zendaya and Tom Holland, who have been dating for several years now, have officially announced that they are engaged. People were noticing at the Golden Globes that Zendaya had an engagement ring on, a very sizable engagement ring, I might add. But they finally confirmed the news yesterday. The proposal happened between Christmas and New Year's. Tom Holland went to Zendaya's father and asked permission for her hand. Very traditional, all kept very private. There's been no comment from the couple, but they have been romantically linked ever since they starred in Spider-Man Homecoming back in 2017. So that's a really long time, you know, to date. Good for them. They seem like a really, really nice couple. Also, Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster have confirmed that they are in a romantic relationship. Now, Hugh Jackman had been married for 27 years. In the last year-ish, he announced that he and his wife were splitting. Sutton Foster had been married for 10 years. She split with her husband. And there have been rumors about Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster in a romantic relationship, but nothing had ever been confirmed on this. They starred on Broadway together in The Music Man in 2022, another musical Bob would have hated. But despite that, it was a huge hit on Broadway and just a really spectacular, good old-fashioned Broadway musical. But that's, I guess, where the romance blossomed. The 76 trombones weren't the only thing blazing.
Guess not.
Apparently, during the whole thing. But, yeah, they were seen on a dinner date, hand in hand, in Santa Monica. Sutton Foster's got a 7-year-old daughter with her ex. Hugh Jackman's got two kids, 19 and 22 years old.
And then we have the finalization of the big J-Lo and Ben divorce.
I forgot. I'm still in denial about this. I'm just heartbroken that J-Lo and Ben Affleck, while they split some time ago, their divorce was finalized. The settlement was finalized yesterday. Just needs a judge to sign the agreement, and then it is done. So the details of the settlement were not made public, but insiders are saying neither celebrity will pay the other spousal support. They were married only 2 years this time before she filed for divorce.
I want to hear more about this tip that Post Malone recently left.
I love stories like this. Just showing, you know, the generosity. Post Malone, one of the most popular singers. I guess you might call him a rapper, but his music is kind of, you know, rock and rap together. Super, super popular. He, in fact, he appeared with Beyonce on that Christmas Day halftime show. He was part of that performance that took place in Houston. So he goes out to get a bite to eat on Christmas Eve and, you know, leaves. His wait person is, you know, ringing up the bill and everything and notices that he left her a $20,000 tip. $20,000 tip. You know, it couldn't come at a better time. I mean, it was almost like, you know, a Dickens novel or something.
Yeah.
She is a single mom. She's raising her 9-year-old daughter by herself. She needed help with the rent. So, you know, she burst out in tears when she noticed that the tip was rather substantial. And she said she's, you know, hopefully, you know, with what's left over, she can try to start her own little business. So,
wow.
A happy, happy story. Let that be a lesson to all of the rest of us who, you know, nickel and dime these tips. These servers, they work hard. You know, sometimes they're only working for tips in some places. But, you know, be generous with people, especially this time of year.
Post Malone is going to be a very popular guy at restaurants and bars.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is a question I've been meaning to ask you, Dean, because I noticed this while I was on vacation. And I'm wondering if this is happening now in theaters around here. You know that thing Nicole Kidman does before a movie? That little intro thing?
Yeah, the little AMC, welcome to AMC theaters.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now I'm told, and I saw this at one theater I was at, after that, people are now applauding at the end of that. have you seen that? Have you heard about that? Yeah, people started applauding. I was where was I? This was in Miami, and people start applauding afterwards. And I asked around, and I was told, oh yeah, that's a thing now. We applaud after that Nicole Kidman thing.
Well, there's no denying that little advertisement basically is what it is. Is far more entertaining than most of the movies that you're about to sit there to watch.
Yeah.
So you know, that may be a precursor to the fact that at least they feel like they got some kind of entertainment.
I guess.
A lot of times, because I go to mostly critic screenings.
Yeah.
That are either in private, little private, small screening rooms that are like 20 people, or it's, you know, sometimes we'll see movies in a regular theater, but because it's critics, they don't show us all the ads, they don't show us all the turn your cell phone down videos, and occasionally I go to just to like a regular, you know, to see a movie like regular people do, and I'm shocked at the number of trailers that people have to sit through in order to finally get to the feature.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting longer, too.
They're longer, and there's like 10 or 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Come on already. Start the movie.
My idea for a movie show is I don't go to see any movie, but I just review the trailers, because I'm usually pretty good about predicting whether I'm going to like it or not based on the trailer.
Right.
So, you know.
Bob hears one note of music. It's a thumb. That's an automatic thumb
don't
down.
Don't go see it. By the way, I am Sam Kinison. It's a movie on the CW. If you go to, let's see, CWTV.com/shows, you can find out about that documentary about Sam Kinison. Jay Leno's in it, Bob Saget is in it, and Bill Burr is in it, and apparently I'm in it too. So check that out.
All the more reason. All the more reason to watch. I can't wait.
Talk to you tomorrow.